Gareth, back to league action. Southend are really flying high on good form. It's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, definitely one of the pre-season favourites of the division, you know, and not surprising. They've got a good manager. They've got a good squad and you know, a good budget, which enables you to bring top players into the club. And I think they've done well with their recruitment. They had a slowish start, but, you know, two manager of the months for Phil Brown in 4 or 5 months is a real, you know, feather in the cap for Southend, and they're flying. It will be a tough game. Like I say, we need to approach this one with caution, but definitely positivity after seeing what we've done to so many teams this year, and it'll be a cracking match on Saturday.
Phil Brown pipped you to manager of the month both times. You were in the frame for that as well. Does that add a managerial edge to it?
No, not at all. You know, he's a good guy, and like I say, he's managed at the top level in this country, and you don't do that unless you've got some good qualities. So being beaten by Phil Brown's, it's nothing to grumble about. He's got his team organised well, and he knows what he wants out of them. So, like I say, for us to be competing against some of the top teams and turning the top teams over, there's no reason we can't do it to them. But we're gonna have to be on the game as we always are, and looking forward to it. So, you know, the players coming back, the ones who weren't given permission to play in the FA Cup, obviously back for the league, and Paris serving his one match suspension as well, strengthens me, no end. So it's a full compliment, other than Gary Doherty, really. I think Hogan Frame recovered from his back injury, which was quite a nasty one, and Aaron Holloway as well. So we seem to have a full compliment, which will be good for me. Selection headaches of who you leave out. No, that's the problem I haven't had for a long time, and might have that one this weekend.
It's three home games without a win now, but it's been a lack of rhythm at home, hasn't it? Because the games have been few and far between at Adams Park.
Yeah, we've had few and far games between, like you say. When we go away from home, the fans are all grouped in one area together. They make a lot of noise together. We're very spaced out at Adams Park, and it's difficult sometimes to get the ball down on the pitch. I don't want to come out with too many excuses, but it's getting tougher to get the ball down and get some good football coming. People are going to come and break the game up. You know, Wimbledon came and broke the game up. They made the game really bitty, played a longish ball game, and it's difficult sometimes to get the ball down and play your game. But we try, and we'll be trying again on Saturday to do exactly that to Southend, play in the right areas. Like I say, it's tough sometimes, but it's for both teams. We've all got to deal with it, and hopefully we can get the home form back on track.
It's a lengthy way into the season. Does being top of the table really make teams raise their game when they come to Adams Park as well?
Definitely. You know, they've come and done their homework on us. They know how we approach games and the effort that my boys put in, and they've got to come and match that. And if that means a bitty battling game, then that happens sometimes. It's a compliment if you look at it the right way. But obviously everyone wants us to get the form going at home. As long as we get the 55 points, I'm not too bothered what form we get. It's just a little thing at home that we'll have to try and address. But make no bones, this will be a tough game. Southend, you know, and then Luton the next game after that at home. So we've got two real tough ones coming up. And before the season, I wonder how many fans will be honest and say what they thought we would have got from these two games. So quietly confident, but I always am, no matter who we're playing, and looking forward to Saturday again.
How did you feel on Monday when you saw the FA Cup draw?
Yeah, it's strange in a way. I texted Neil Ardley and said, well done, great draw for you. And that was about it. And that's true. I mean it. It's a great draw for Wimbledon. And they were in the third round, so they deserve it. No looking back for us. No, not gutted and not positive. Just want to get on with the league now. You know, it's one of the things, I think, as a football manager, you've got to put it to bed really quickly. And the way the boys have been this week, they've been fantastic. You wouldn't have thought we've just missed out on a third round tie. The buzzing, as always, the hard work's there, and we can get that little bit of luck at home as well, and I'm sure we can get the points.
Great stuff. Cheers, Gareth.
Cheers, Phil.